Masiach Lefitumai, what emerged from this Gemara is that the Chashmonai empire and the Chashmonai family had a very, very, very sad ending. I mean, we know about the Chashmonai, Bimei Matisyo, and that's the whole Hanukkah story. Yet the end of the story is, Kol man da'asi va'amar, mi beis Chashmonai ka'asina, avdohu. Any person that claims that he or she comes from the Chashmonai, you know that that person is an Eved. And the reason is because Hordis killed all the Chashmonai. And the question is, what did the Chashmonai do to deserve this type of punishment? They were completely obliterated off the face of the earth. And how you talking that the Chashmonai, that with Tzadikim, could have such a terrible, terrible fate. But it's Yudua that the Ramban, in his Pirush al HaTorah, in Parshas Vayechi, he asks this question, and he says that the reason the Chashmonai were punished the way they were punished is because they violated the Tzavah, literally the final will and testament of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu said, "La'yasu shevet mi Yehuda, u'mechoykek mi bein raglov." Now, is that a loisa say? Is it not a loisa say? What does it mean? But one thing is clear, that Yaakov Avinu wanted that the Malchus of Klal Yisrael should always come from Shevet Yehuda. And the Chashmonaim, we know, were Kehanim. And if they were Kehanim, it means they came from Shevet Levi. And the fact that the Gemara that we started today's daf with, in Avodah Zarah, Daf Tes Amud Aleph, says that the Chashmonaim ruled over Klal Yisrael for 103 years, Zoysay Meres, they, Levim, took the Malchus, where this is something that really they were not supposed to do. And it's for that reason, says the Ramban, quoting our Gemara here, Bava Basra, Daf Gimel Amud Beis, Chazal said, Kol man da Omar, mi beis Chashmonai, ka'asina, avdahu, shenichrasu kulam ba'avoyin hazeh. That they were all punished ba'avoyin hazeh. And he goes even weiter. And he says that not only were they punished, but what was the oynish? There was an oynish b'toich oynish. I mean, the oynish is that they were wiped out. This is a big enough oynish. But Klai Yisrael had another oynish. For your ancha mida keneged mida, shehim shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu aleihem es avdeihem, dehem hechrison. What ended up happening? They took the Malchus illegitimately for Kuf Gimel Shonim. So what's the Eibush to do? He says, I'm going to give you a Malchus that's even more illegitimate. For the same amount of time, it's Mamish Mida Keneged Mida, also 103, right? We said it was 34, 180, 103, 103. This is the last line in the Ramban that you appreciate more when you're learning Bava Basra, Daf Gimel on the days. He says it was Mamish Mida Keneged Mida, because who took over the Chashmonai? It was Hordis, and Hordis was an Eved. What's the vart? He's violating the most basic principle of Mikar Vachecha Tosim Alecha Melech. You went ahead and you didn't do what you were supposed to. You violated Lo Yosef Shevet Yehuda. Mida keneged midim, tazveni yoim, yoimayim azveka. The next 103 years is not only going to be not from Shevet Yehuda, but it's not even going to be mikerev achecha. It's going to be an eved, and says the Ramban, that's the oimik of what's going on over here. In this Gemara, mamish, dvarim mafilim ad l'ma'oim.